The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The battle for Warner Brothers has stepped up another gear. Netflix, we had been told, had put together a multi-billion dollar proposal, and it looked like that was going through. Then Donald Trump said he wasn't too keen on it, and now Paramount, it would appear, have come back with an even bigger offer, with an eye-watering number that I can't even say because it's not written down in front of me. But thankfully, Dawn Chmielewski, a US-based entertainment and business correspondent for Reuters, is with us. Dawn, how big is Paramount's counter-offer for WB?
Well, they say it values the entire corporation, so the film studio, HBO, its television networks, at $108 billion. That's the total enterprise value of that deal.
And compare that to Netflix. How much were Netflix offering?
So slightly different math, $72 billion in terms of cash and stock. And the Ellison bid is slightly more more generous than that, even. So
it's incredibly funny money figures, isn't it? Yeah, it's mind blowing how expensive these things are. Let's talk about President Trump coming out and kind of pouring cold water on the Netflix ambition. He was unequivocal about it, really.
He did raise competitive concerns. He said he would have some involvement in the deal, and that's not shocking given how he's conducted himself throughout the second term of his presidency. And indeed, there are some questions that are immediately raised. Netflix, as everyone who's listening knows, is a dominant streamer, and adding the third largest rival here in the United States to its subscribers would create quite a formidable streaming offering. Its competitors, including Paramount, say that's too much market concentration. This is not good for consumers, that Netflix should have the ability to control pricing. And it is arguing it has a better offer.
We know as well that people working in Hollywood aren't overly impressed with this as well, because inevitably there will be belt tightening. If you're going to pay that much money, then other things are going to be squeezed.
Yeah, sort of sad times here in Hollywood. There has been quite a bit of consolidation already, and thousands of people are already out of work as the industry tries to adjust to the new economics of streaming. So in any combination, there are likely to be cuts. In fact, Paramount, which mounted its hostile bid, as you noted this morning here in Hollywood, anticipates achieving $6 billion in savings. It says it will eliminate duplicate costs in terms of back office functions, so accounting, finance, legal. That's not exactly music to the ears of folks working at Warner Brothers who've already been through wave after wave of layoffs.
I mean, ultimately, are we going to see less content coming out of these? If everybody gets squashed into these big super organizations, we're going to see less content rather than more.
You raise a good question. So remember when Disney merged with Fox back in 2019? At the time of that deal, you had two big film studios coming together, and the combined two companies would have controlled 40% of the market. Now Disney's share is down to 20%, and that reflects a reduction in the number of films it's releasing into theaters. Now, Netflix has publicly said that it would retain Warner Brothers' identity as a studio that makes movies for theaters. In fact, that's how the business works, and that it sees it as a boon acquiring a 100-year-old studio that already has the apparatus, the distribution and marketing apparatus, to support distributing films into theaters. So how long they'll remain in theaters exclusively is a point of contention among the theater owners. Now, Paramount, conversely, has said, hey, we're going to release 30 movies into theaters, and we're not going to be cutting distribution. We're, 2 + 2 equals 5 in their equation. There'll be even more content out in the world. So that's the Ellison argument.
Okay, Dawn Chmielewski, Reuters reporter on the big bucks that are being thrown up for WB in the United States. Do you know who's going to pay for it all at the end? It's going to be you and me when they really hike up the price of what we have to pay for Netflix or Paramount or whatever streaming service the one show that we might want to watch is on at the moment.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.